Good evening, Largo High School. Great to see an old friend, guys. How are you? Tom Slaughter from Tampa, Newport Richey, and the general set coordination captain here tonight at Oviedo. Have a great run. Wish you guys the best. Have a great show. Here we go. We are already intriguing me artistically here with the beginning. We got to work on the quality coming out of the coming out there. The yeah, appreciate it. Maybe we can back the volume off just a little bit. Okay, get the rifle toss. Let's do something we can actually, you know, catch with that precision and really kind of impact their moment for you. Like the frantic nature of things. So definitely intriguing us. Definitely gathered our attention. Let's just work on the qualities coming out of the front a little more carefully. And we have to kind of balance the aspect of the band, how they're going to kind of come out of that. As we seem like, you know, we're a little overwhelming with the front and a little underwhelming with what came on from the back. Maybe if we diminish the front down and let the band come in kind of at a similar level, that'll kind of allow us to kind of connect these efforts here. Did I get this in yet? How about a little compressed? Let's use that whole stage, maybe. Yeah, a lot of effort to build up to that. And definitely need to be a little bit more substantive in what we give us from a musical impact in that moment. A lot of circular motifs, aspects to the drill this far, making sense with what the floor pieces are that you have out there. Appreciate the dynamics and the ranges in the color guard, thank you. And the star and the rifle. Okay, so definitely we're exploring kind of that in a specific genre within it. That's cool. A little more confidence, guys, on these entrances. You have to be able to answer back and forth the trumpets. Good with the three trumpets over here to my right. Fantastic. Need to be a little more successful with the other groups that led us to that sabers. Well done. I got to be careful about emphasis a little bit here. Focus a little bit closer over here to side one. Yeah, we definitely got to dial the dynamics of the electronics down about 20%, I think, just to make them speak to us. We get it. You're going to think about an FNBC prelim site, which knows what your focus has got to be to get through, right? You need to really kind of create, you know, that environment, which is what you have right here. And definitely back and think out the electronics speak to us just fine. Okay, so there's a little stack behind the trombone there on side two. I like what they did. You know, some issues on the finality of that phrase, but some opportunities to be a little bit more sensitive with their stages. Acceleration, appreciate moving during that, thank you. Colorado just struggles with the finality of events. I think that they are definitely interesting to us in the way that they build to impact, but there's not really that final idea. Like this initiation, strong within that. Like the contrast of this with the band and the halftime. Really just need more energy, though, from us musically. We seem a little underwhelming musically again. Come on, Colorado. Don't rush through the idea. Connect. Kind of gaps in the sound there. I think we definitely understand, you know, I think the cohesion of ideas from a concept standpoint. I get, you know, a lot of the drill choices that are made, the way the drill kind of opens up space for the color guard and so on, all makes sense within the structure of what's going on. I think musically, we have to just have more presence to
what's going on next so we can communicate. I think the drill ideas will interact with those types of moments a lot better. We have to get more out of like the mid voices. I'm confused why I lose a lot of the band sound so often, but when we have a trumpet trio over here on side two, they cut through wonderfully. So let's really kind of get them consistently portraying those ideas. This young man sounds like a fantastic trumpet player. So let's kind of, you know, see why is the ensemble less successful in impact than what's going on in some of our more individual and solo moments. Again, keep the color guard away from the winds a little bit more. Let's kind of use that space. You know, the decent-sized color guard for the size of that the band is, so we have to be very aware that they need space around them, they need openings around them, so the choreography has some opportunities to work. Definitely more of a connection needs to come out of the group right here.
Okay.
Our planet now, you know, the relevance here. I don't want to be picky, but let's have the North Pole at the top, maybe, you know, just kind of keep that comfortable for us so it's immediately recognizable as what it was. She set it down, you know, in the way that we would do it. But. Build. Good. But again, a little underwhelming musically, so more to come from you in regards to that. A good statement for the color. Grow that, build to the end, build the tension, the release with the silence, and then recapitulate the idea here. So more to come from, I think, just in the overall kind of the ensemble impact that we're going to explore. Cool. Some help with the color. Definitely some training issues still to work with them, but they're successful. Well done. There's rhythmic evolution here, definitely a change in the choices. So the band's relevance to right now is what? Because it seems almost like motion for the sake of motion back there in the back. And then on the diagonal, a lot of achievement issues with the criminal line as well. So that moment has to be, I think, a little bit more part of the process for you and not just motion in the back. Right, we'll keep the energy going. The drum parts are going, and we're kind of, after catches, kind of waiting for the idea to begin. Nothing really done to kind of dictate the emphasis down to side one for that rifle sequential to begin, and a little bit more of a toss we can handle. Series significantly the same as the idea in the beginning. You know, a quad there, guys, is perfect if we're going to nail it. Quad is perfect if we're going to nail it. Flags a little unsure of themselves in the back, some gaps in the drill, maybe some people missing. Yeah, the band for that section where it's just kind of just winds participating while the battery's up in the front, maybe kind of think about staging a little bit closer, try to get a little bit more of a sonorous sound for us up there. Cool. Good picture here. Okay. Look at the symbolism of all the flags that are out there. I'm with you. Alright guys, some really good things. Definitely kind of get the idea of the program and what the intent of the program is. So definitely appreciate what you've given us from that standpoint. I think where my focus would lie for you is really kind of thinking about, you know, why are we not getting the impact from the winds in these moments. It seems like the horn line's a little bit underwhelming in some of those impacts, but then we have some of these solo and soloistic and sectional sections that, you know, the group seems to have people who can play and project sound, so we have to figure out why, you know, why those moments aren't there, because it's not something that, as I sit there and I watch it, I feel like it's something that they're not capable of. So let's see where we can go with that particular comment. Color guard has to be a lot more successful in the final pieces of phrases. If we're struggling to throw a 5 or a 6, let's throw a quad. Let's really just nail it. We need precision. We need success. We need them to be able to finalize the events with a lot more success. I think when they initiate the ideas, we see technique. And then as the phrases go on, we see their technique kind of get away from them. So I think that that's definitely an opportunity for them. I think there's definitely talent potential within the color guard, so my kudos to you for that. The whole electronics to band mix and the quality of sound coming out of the speakers is something that kind of has to be on the docket for you as well. I think the volume of those ideas in the beginning were just overbearing to the point that it really made the band seem more underwhelming even at the beginning than they would be if we were just a little bit more aligned with what the electronics are able to create versus what the band does. So I think that's definitely something to think about as well. The cohesion of the program is really where I think things can be worked on. I think the kids have a decent idea of how to move and how to march and where to go and all that thing. The color guard is strong enough that if they're just refined and successful with the ideas, that they can really finalize some of those moments for you. But impacts musically are definitely kind of where things are missing. I get the message of the program, I get all the different planets, and then our planet is unified at the end and so on. So I definitely get the message that we're going for. Let's just continue to work on the ideas that are kind of facilitating that message and see where we can go. All right, guys, enjoyed your work. I wish you the best. Thank you. Good luck.